Here's Chuck Allura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Picture this. It's early October 1803. You're in what we now know as Northeast North Dakota, near where the Park River flows into the Red River. You're keeping a journal, and part of the day's entry is that fire is raging at every point of the compass. Thick clouds of smoke nearly deprive us of the sight of the sun, and at night the view from the top of my house is awful indeed. Those are the observations of Alexander Henry. I recently read Interpretation and Compendium of Historical Fire Accounts in the Northern Great Plains by Ken Higgins. Higgins read historical journals, diaries, and other accounts from early explorers, traders, and trappers to document fires in the Great Plains prior to 1900. He documented and summarized around 300 references to fire. We've all heard about the early fires on the prairies. Surprisingly, however, based on these observations, the frequency of lightning-caused fires is much less than those set by Native Americans. Meriwether Lewis's journal entry for March 6th near present-day Stanton alludes to this. Quote, "The day was cloudy and smoky in consequence of the burning of the plains by the Minotauris. They have set all the neighboring country on fire in order to obtain an early crop of grass, which may answer for the consumption of their horses, and also as an inducement for the buffalo and other game to visit it," unquote. These fires are mostly scattered, single events of short duration and small extent. Native American set fires were documented for every month except January. The fires were conducted in two periods, one occurring from March through May, with the peak period occurring in April, and the other occurring from July to early November, with the peak in October. Native Americans burned the prairie a lot, and for several reasons, such as to improve forage and attract game, aid in hunting, eliminate the signs of their presence or activity, for signaling, such as a warning or a threat, and to ease travel. Although much has been written about the devastating effects of fire, Higgins notes that the effects of the bison have received scant attention. He speculates that the effects of the bison may have been even more significant than that of the fires. But we'll save that topic for another day. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.